You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Bob Lennox. Sterlington High School senior Quinn Glaze enjoys the challenge of balancing his senior year. Their schoolwork, social and family obligations, holding down a part-time job, plans for the future, and stepping into a running lane as a member of the school's track team. He's keen to the competition.
I've even had moments where immediately after the race, we've all gotten together and said, wow, we're going to have to do this again. I hope we race against each other again. What's your secret? What did you do? How'd you pull that off? We all try to push ourselves to do better.
Quinn took that sense of strategy and discussion into a unique academic challenge as part of the University of Louisiana at Monroe's President's Academy. Last summer, a select qualifying group of high school juniors set to a week-long project while experiencing life on a college campus and working at partnering companies as part of the assignment. The students were tasked to respond to a pandemic, developing ideas and a final report on how to address the issue. The group was divided into three teams based on the students' interest in career path, computer science, health science, and Quinn's preference.
I was in the physical science category. We went out to the Angus Chemical Plant, and we had to come up basically with a procedure or a system for manufacturing the drug.
Requirements over who would need to take medication, the dosage, and adjustments based on severity of the outbreak were some of the points of debate for the group. The challenge took the students beyond the classroom into a real-world experience. Quinn's group worked with Angus Chemical. Angus site leader Ernest Green says the team sees how education and training are applied.
The application of the concepts that they learn in school and see how that works, especially at Angus, where what we're able to do is apply from a technology and math and science perspective, and so it allows them to make that connection.
It was this insight that Quinn's dad, Rob, hoped his son would come away with by attending the academy.
It was both the academic experience as well as that ability to see how that parlays into the professional world and see how the area businesses operate and get that experience as well.
It's a significant achievement for high school underclassmen to meet the academic requirements to attend the session and to get a head start on a potential college career.
This whole academy was new to us, and the more we heard about it, the more we were intrigued by it. Also, the standards for getting into the academy are high. Knowing that it was going to be in that academic university setting meant a lot.
And that collegiate setting is where Quinn began to ask himself questions about legal and ethical complications of the pandemic the group was responding to.
What about how society is going to handle this? Because when there is panic, people do whatever they can to survive, and that may mean endangering other people, endangering society as a whole, and how we would handle that.
It opened up an interesting discussion. Academy Director Dr. Lynn Clark says it allowed an opportunity to expand the academy's offerings.
Yes, in fact, that did come out of the student need. What we found is as the students were working on this large problem of the pandemic, there were some issues about human rights.
Which has helped to create a fourth career path, law. Thursday morning, ULM President Nick Bruno announced the university and local businesses would again host the Innovative Summer Project.
This is the second year for our President's Academy, which was initiated last year.
Quinn says if given the opportunity, he wouldn't hesitate at attending the Academy again.
It was a wonderful experience. I can't emphasize that enough. And it's really surprising how hands-on this entire thing was. And I would love to do it again. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
The second President's Academy is set for this July with 65 entries for qualifying students. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.